Good morning and welcome to Down to Brass Stocks for July 5th. Well, the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Stocks starts right here, right now. I'm your host and a moderator, Corey Lane. Now, we are getting down to brass stocks today. So turn up, on or off the radio, regardless. You can name Alex, you can name Mary, you can name Tasca, you can name whoever. Regardless, we going on till 1 p.m. today. Now, today is one of those days. Thunderous Thursday? I don't know. But I have some comments. Usually my opening comments take up no more than quarter of a page. Today is taking up the whole page, so bear with me. A boring bad time, as they call it. First thing first, I want to deal with these banks. Now, I understand the cry of the bank. I've been able to speak to the managing director of a bank or two. So I understand the cost of security, the lack of investment, the drop in mortgages. I understand all of it. But I do understand you are still gaining a profit. And therefore, it behooves me, as they say, why banks feel it necessary to continue to cut the interest rate, the interest that they give to customers. And then on top of that, charge these fees that are more like fines. Because I find it unconscionable why it is that we have to have money sucked and drained from our account at every corner. You go to the counter, a fee. You got too little money, a fee. You're too poor, a fee. I don't understand it. So this will go over to the credit unions, knowing full well that there are some things that banks can do that credit unions are yet to be able to do. And that is something that will need addressing. But I think that people should just use the banks where it's absolutely necessary. And you may have to invest in a safe. If you only keeping your money there for safekeeping, a cheaper option would be a safe. Don't keep it under the bed for the roaches and the moths and so on to take on. Moving on. NSRL, troublesome fella from day one. Now, my thing is with this, and as I say, come to get down to brass, that's today. This whole idea of the Minister of Finance being able to speak law into being by the mere manner of his or her words is observed when taxes go on. But for some reason, it cannot be observed when the taxes is to come off. So they tell you don't have the statutory instrument and so on, the stock old and the stock new. But somehow when these taxes go on, it is all new stock coming in. You don't have any new old stock to sell off. Because before the sentence could be finished with NSR, prices were going up before Mr. St. Clair L. So I don't understand why effective when it is supposed to be effective. Because I am telling you, if the Minister of Finance gets up today and say effective July 5th midnight, there will be X tax. I can tell you that at a minute past midnight, the tax will be on. And therefore, it should work in the reverse. Done with that and moving on. Summer camps. I had a lot to say on summer camps, but I can pass on summer camps because I got a lot to say on the road tax. I can go over to customs. I understood it's 4 days. I know somebody's actually correcting my mind and telling me it's 5 days that we got the system down. I don't know if the system down coordinating with this whole July 1st thing and the NSR and there, but somehow the system is down. Some truckers called me this morning, some importers, exporters, all kind of people called me yesterday and today. And if you close the telephone, as I say, your voice is more powerful than mine on this. People need to hear your plight. Now, you are exporting, as someone explained to me a few hours ago. They already sent in the customs paper, DJ. They already get the customs clearance, DJ. They already got the customs seal, DJ. But the boat coming tonight, DJ, but the goods can't get out because the system down. Now, what's more important now is the fact that if they miss the boat, my understanding, they have to pay the custom broker all over again. Is it their fault that the system is down, DJ? But they have to pay, DJ. And we got to deal with fairness. And in talking about fairness, let me talk about the fairness in town today. The road tax. One thing I understand about public policy is supposed to have clarity of purpose, should be fair, have a good cost-benefit analysis, and certainty of outcome. If we put this litmus test to the road tax, we can come up with a failing grade. But don't get vexed. I ain't saying so because I don't like it, because I like it. But if there's some teething problems, and what do you do with teething problems? You get a dentist and you fix it. So let me go down the road. I support this method because it covers everybody. All the people out there that was, you know, ducking through gaps when the police there checking the road tax, no longer do you have to do that. I supported it because I thought you would not have to go to that nightmare called MTW and the Pine Licensing Authority, bra, wherever it is, and line up. But they're telling me you still have to do that. But they're coming wrong to that. I want to say that the execution is where the flaw is and the unfairness. Anybody that pay after July 3rd, 2017, I'm not mixing words. I ain't talking about logical and fair and unfair. It is unfair. You cannot pay a road tax once and pay a road tax twice in the same year. It is just not fair. Now, my solution, my suggestion is you can give government credit, you can give government paper, you can do whatever, but I believe that with technology, the whole idea of having electronic systems should be if I owe the government X, if I owe the government $50, and the government owes me $25, why can't I owe the government $25? And done talk. All the debate and the labba-labba and the labba-labba, look, credit the people and call it a day. Because you have to deal with fairness. Now I want to go on to the people that talk about double tax and hardship, and then people saying, oh, the country need the money. Oh, it's hard. Oh, what people talking is frivolous. I heard somebody writing and somebody say that yesterday. No. If it's so frivolous, right? The man that have to pay for his trucks on the 28th of June, $4,500, right? Go and pay that for him. It's frivolous. Go and pay it. I ain't come here to mix matters. I come to give my opinion and open the phone lines and I want to hear yours. But I ain't done yet. My whole idea too is we have to look at special cases. Because I gave kudos to Lisa yesterday. I sent a bouquet of roses to Lisa. Okay, well, my wife doesn't get jealous. But I sent in a bouquet because she pointed out that she does not fall within the range. Her taxes in July, but she cares about her fellow man and fellow woman. There's a lot of people out there who would not have to pay. And therefore, they would not add their voice to this debate, you know. Just like when we had Reject, just like when we had Clico, just like when we had anything, once it does not affect me, I am not getting involved. I do not fall within it. My road tax is in September and January. So I fall in it to some extent because in September I pay for September next year and January I pay for January next year. So I don't want to be paying twice, but let me move on from that. My whole idea is the back tax people too. Let me add you in here. Pay or pay. Them is the two options I got for you. Pay the people back tax or pay by not showing that you have the tax when the police stop you. Moving on. Those who have genuine cases and the cars are off of the road, there's an application form. You go and you get an inspector to come, so you go through the proper thing. Don't try to scheme the people. I understand it. People have ways to check the engine to know how long it was off of the road. So good. Moving on. Now, this license authority disc or sticker or whatever it is. Now, pray tell me, why should I have to go in the nightmare again called MTW Point BRA and get a sticker to show that I am registered? Now, anybody on the road driving, they're paying road tax. We know that. You know why? They can't drive if they ain't paid because they got to get any gas. So I agree with the persons and the suggestions that say, listen, the insurance can now deal with the sticker. Because I'm sure that when people heard about the abolishing of road tax, those of you who paid $375 and $400, I'm sure you celebrate more the fact that you did not have to go to MTW than even paying the $400. And how I know? Because some of us pay for our license for 5 years just so we do not have to go and line up there. So the money was never the issue or the main issue. The time and the inconvenience in that place is what is the real issue. All right, let me move on again. Government, if you're listening, Mr. Dugay, Mr. Phillips, Miss Motley. Now, they got some issues here. People that I know that support you all, they are crying out. So they're not crying out as a partisan political point. They're crying out because this is a genuine concern. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Don't be nervous. Fix it. Moving on. If I had to give the government points on this, though, any points at all, it would be the PR, because their public relations is on point. Their public relations, to me, is on point in a way, because we are not accustomed to having that type of dialogue and care and so on, where we see there's an issue and we get an immediate response. We get a press conference. Now, what I think we need now to do is to get some interaction where the public can have a little word instead of this one-way communication. So, hint, 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 hint. Now, that is my say this morning. It is 11 minutes after 10. When we come back, your number to get your say is 434-1790 or 266-IVOB, which is really 266-4862. This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Stats. The Thursday edition of Down to Brass Stats. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey Lane.
Yes, please.
I want to add to your... Wow. I want to add mine to yours. This is mine. I used to be sexually immoral. I used to be an idolater. I used to be an adulterer. I used to be a homosexual. I used to be a thief. I used to be greedy. I used to be a drunkard. I used to be a reviler. I used to be a swindler. But I had an encounter with my Creator, and my Creator changed me. And if He can change me, change is possible. So it means our laws do not have to change to accommodate anything. I am black because I am born black. There's nothing I can do to change that color. I will still be black. And I'm saying I'm a born woman. However I cut up, carve up, color, paint, chop off, I will still be woman. So I am against our laws being changed in Barbados to accommodate the LGBT. That's my comment.
They're changing the laws to accommodate them?
Well, there's a mad rush. Almost every article I see, I hear.
Well, you what I get that you're getting from, because today is not a day for parables and metaphors. You're talking about gay marriage.
No parables.
That's what you're
no
talking
metaphors.
About? You're talking about gay marriage? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything.
Right, my understanding of this thing, and I had my own difficulties with the idea of gay and marriage, because the word marriage I associated with the Bible, the word gay I associated with anti the Bible, so that was my issue with it. Now, it has been explained to me that what should really be sought after is gay union, because marriage has two components, one legal and one religious. So the church and the ceremony is one thing. But the other thing is, and the main part, is the legal part. I remember when I got married 6 years ago, I had to go to the attorney general's office to get a certificate. And without that certificate, I would not be married. I thought without, I now pronounce you man and wife, or husband and wife, you may now kiss the bride, you were not married. I think what they are focusing on, or should focus on, or the call is for they to focus on, is the whole idea of getting that marriage certificate so that they can make decisions on behalf of their partners, to be able to sign if they are sick, to be able to deal with their property and so on. And I have no difficulty with that latter part at all.
Right.
So I think that we just need to put these things into focus, and then we can have a way better debate. Every debate in terms of just the emotionalism on it, or the condemn or to condone, I think we need to hit the middle ground and understand what it is that's really needed and go after that.
But if that was the only issue, as you said, it would not be really a problem.
But no, I think, but that's because...
what's happening over the... If you look at the other countries, you have situations where now they want to know if it can become legal now to go with an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a downward...
Actually, you are correct, you know. You are correct.
Let me... somewhere else.
Let me put this in there before I forget. A friend of mine, Jason Carmichael, he made a joke about 3 years ago. And he said that just now the pedophiles will form an association and say, listen, we have a problem too. We are born this way. And they will start calling for rights. Listen, about 6 months later, I saw an article with the same thing. So I think we got to be careful, and we got to be very, very careful, because we will say that's something different. That is involves a minor, there's a victim, there's all these different technicalities, right? But I think that, as I said before, if we see marriage as an institution of the state, it will be no problem. If we see marriage as an institution of God or of Christianity or religion, then there would be an issue. So we need to just separate, dissect the issues, and let everybody get what they need.
And what has been happening in other countries, because I know it affects some person I know personally, where there's an insistence of it being in the church, and that the Christian pastors need to be the persons who must do this whole thing.
Right.
And if you stand in a position where you are operating on the principles of the Bible, you would not be able to do it. Or you'll be sued for discrimination, because there's a law backing this. So before it gets to that point, this is where my call comes in.
Do you follow that case in the United States with the bakers? Because I think that that's an interesting test case. Because I remember that they would have been sued and so on, won the case, and then the case overturned. Because the whole idea is that you're discriminating against this person. And then the counter case is, you are infringing my rights because I don't want to be involved in this. So where's the give and take? So I think that it is very, very easy to say, listen, you have the right to bake cakes, and you also have the rights to go to people who will want to bake the cake for you. So I think that that is very easy. And I think that we just made a lot ado about nothing at the end of the day. That's the honest to God truth. But thanks for raising it. And we move on. 20 minutes past 10. This is the Thursday edition of Down the Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today?
I am fine, thanks. And you?
I can give you a mystery before I refer back to the conversation we had last week. And I wanted to deal with the same man just factory. No. Tell me where it is. That fish live in the sea, playing fish, dolphin, all of them in salt water. And when they come out, you see they're not salt.
Say again?
The fish that live in the sea, saltwater fish.
Oh, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Like playing fish, dolphin.
That's a scientific question. If I had to guess on that, I would say, you know how some beside me, some got skills. They don't penetrate. Then it was still living organisms. Osmosis don't operate probably in living organisms. I would guess all type of things, but I would put that question really to the scientists.
You got that from a scientist.
Correct.
Right. Good. Now, last week, I'm going to give you a zero for a person that called you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were not on your... you were not friend on your solicitor. You let that person go away. Mm-hmm. And I know you better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when we were talking about the wells at these factories? A guy called you and told you that water. He tested all these wells. They got no water. You remember?
He said it didn't have sufficient water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, you never asked him if he works at water. That he have authority to say that.
But I didn't ask you either.
All right, now. We were talking about wells and tanks. I was searching my paper, and I got to read something for you. You know, I told you that in my day growing up, a lot of mothers used to cry for the children when they go around these tanks. All right, here comes. Boy drunks at festival opens. Crop over 1979 opened on a tragic note with the death of a 7-year-old boy on Saturday, June 9th, 1979. Terrence Bostick of Shop Hill, St. Thomas, drunk when he fell into a well. You call it a well, these call it a well, but listen to it carefully. Into a well filled with thousands of gallons of water during the official ceremony to start the festival at Vaucluse Plantation in the same parish. Some eyewitness said the boy was walking along the edge of the reservoir with a friend. He was holding a blue plastic bag which slipped out of his hand. He tried to receive it, and in so doing fell in. But further on, they tell you that he was attacked by trying to catch fish. But I won't try to read all of that. But all I'm saying that I clarify what I was telling you. And I'm going to tell you why that caller was not correct. you could recall that when they was talking about the new sugar factory, a question was asked by the people that who's going to develop the sugar factory, where they are going to get the water from. I will find that paper for you too. And they said Andrews would produce it on water. You can remember that?
I remember that. I remember it wasn't only producing own water, it was going to produce everything under the sun.
All right.
Energy, but gas, all type of different things.
Yeah, but the fact remains
that fertilizer.
The fact remains that I was getting at is that these sugar factories used to produce their own water, and it was clarified by the engineers in question. That's why I tell you that you missed the ball there then. Anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't sure, so I didn't want to challenge the guy. That's the truth. Yeah, I would have had to get more information on it.
Yeah, well,
I only like to speak about things I confident
I
know
about. I agree
with
you. That's why you would realize that whenever I come to talk to you, I always have my fact, my evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am concerned. We heard about the Minister of Water Authority. You know who is Mr. Abrams?
Yes, please.
Now, you could recall that the building at Andrews Factory, there was a connection because the same Minister of Agriculture with the same Minister of Water Authority. I want to hear from the Minister of Agriculture within a period of time. What is the findings of Andrews Factory since he came into office? Because at one time, Water Authority had some water tanks at Andrews Factory. And I am very concerned about what is happening. Hello. Sorry about that, Mr. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am concerned about what is happening at Andrews Factory because the amount of land that I have seen, what is, I would call pale around. Growing up there, that land is not necessary for any factory, and I believe an investigation should be carried out pertaining to that factory.
Well, one thing I know about this set is that the fact that they listen, and I'm sure that they're hearing you, and either the Minister of Agriculture, which I believe Andrews Factory will fall under, or the Minister of Water Resources, as you're investigating the water link to that factory, will be in the best position to answer you on that. No, someone's asking a question. So is it okay to choose not to sell a kit to a black person? Now, that's an interesting question. On the surface, it seems like a 4, even a 6. How that could be caught behind is because if you read into the story, because remember we deal with a lot of superficial stuff, sometimes because of time, sometimes because of ignorance. The whole idea was not about selling the cake, but making the cake and what they wanted on the cake. Now, you know, usually on the cake, you have a picture of a man and a woman. They wanted a picture of whatever they wanted a picture of. Now, if a black person came to me and said they wanted a picture, even let's say I'm a Caucasian or a white baker, and you wanted me to make a picture of a black person beating a white person or something to celebrate the end of slavery, something like that, I think I should be able to choose not to make it, even as a black person. So we got to compare apples with apples and not necessarily apples with corn. So, 26 after 10, Brass Stats. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Corillian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you missed your spot today, boy. Somebody beat you up.
It doesn't matter. A couple of things there, sir. Listen, what is your, not opinion, but what is your thoughts about flogging that school? Let me explain myself. Just here after the 11 plus, you don't know. Flogging in Europe, no, in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There was this young female who she was going to her graduation at the university, and part of her outfit was a assault rifle. You saw that picture?
No, please.
Oh, good. So, you don't flog over there, but if you have torture, some student comes to school with a gun and kills 2 or 3 people, and then that's it. I'm not saying that flogging would correct any problems. But I just asked you your opinion of flogging or punching at school. That's the first thing.
I got it. So no?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I believe that it's been a tool used historically. I believe it's a fairly ineffective tool.
Uh-huh.
If not used correctly or with love, it's probably a tool that we can do away with. And I say that from experience in working with young people and trying out these concepts that you learn at university, positive reinforcement versus negative reinforcement, and they find that positive reinforcement is a lot more effective. No, it's not culturally something that we will favor. It's like the whole thing about making learning fun, like in Finland, where they have all these sciences and languages and so on, is like almost teachers being friends. I remember Mr. Jeff Broom being pilloried on the program because he decided to pitch marbles with the children. Culturally speaking, I believe that some people believe that flogging and adults flogging children and being towering over them, and that is the way it should always be. But being in a position to actually try something else, I've been able to see that something else would work. Now, why I wouldn't throw it out completely is because I've also seen cases where some people have been able to respond to that more effectively. Now, when I get to the point where I could find something that can replace and be as effective, then it could probably go 100% for me as well.
Right. Your secretary, I made a point on this yesterday with Lisa Gill and Mr. Patrick King calling, and he wanted to challenge me on it. I would like Mr. King, next time he come on the program, to bring evidence of the people that he would know that was that he said that were appointed by the, not appointed, but were given positions by the former DLP government when they made the point concerning David Commission. And I questioned that position, and I will continue to question it to this day.
But seriously speaking, it was my suggestion when I first heard, because when I hear callers talk about other callers, I think that the moderator's role actually comes into play best there if you could get those two callers on the line at the same time. As he give a punch, you give a counter punch the next day. It don't really work that way. So my whole thing, though, in answering that, is that you do know that there were those positions. There was one at Transport Board. There's one in the Ministry of Youth. There's the one with the CARICOM ambassador and so on. All of those are established posts. And each government will appoint those people. Now, my concern is that, are you appointing the best minds and best brains and best workers for the job? If yes, they could come from wherever. If no, it's a fail for me. Brad Stats, good morning. Thank you, caller. Brad Stats, good morning. Hello, good morning.